Title: The One Big Beautiful Bill Act's Proposed Moratorium on State AI Legislation, What Healthcare Organizations Should Know. Content: Congress is weighing a sweeping proposal that could significantly reshape how artificial intelligence, AI, is regulated across the United States. At the end of May, the United States House of Representatives passed, by a vote of 215 to 214, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, OBBBA, a budget reconciliation bill with a provision imposing a 10-year moratorium on the enforcement of most state and local laws that target AI systems. If enacted, OBBBA would pause the enforcement of existing state AI laws and regulations and take precedence over emerging AI legislation in state legislatures across the country. For healthcare providers, payers, and other healthcare stakeholders, the implications are substantial. While the moratorium could streamline AI deployment and ease compliance burdens, it also raises questions about regulatory uncertainty and patient safety, potentially undermining patient trust. What OBBBA would do: Section 43201 of OBBBA prohibits the enforcement of any state or local law or regulation limiting, restricting, or otherwise regulating AI models, AI systems, or automated decision systems. OBBBA defines AI as a machine-based system that can, for a given set of human-defined objectives, make predictions, recommendations, or decisions influencing real or virtual environments. The definition of automated decision systems is similarly broad, encompassing any computational process derived from machine learning, statistical modeling, data analytics, or AI that issues a simplified output, e.g., a score, classification, or recommendation, to materially influence or replace human decision-making. As proposed, OBBBA would preempt several enacted and proposed restrictions on AI use in healthcare, including California AB 3030, which, with few exceptions, mandates disclaimers when generative AI is used to communicate clinical information to patients and requires that patients be informed of how to reach a human provider, California SB 1120, which prohibits health insurers from using AI to deny coverage without sufficient human oversight, Colorado Artificial Intelligence Act, which regulates developers and deployers of AI systems, particularly those considered high risk, Utah Artificial Intelligence Policy Act, which requires regulated occupations, including healthcare professionals, to prominently disclose at the beginning of any communication that a consumer is interacting with generative AI, and Massachusetts Bill S.46, which, as proposed, would require healthcare providers to disclose the use of AI to make decisions affecting patient care. Importantly, however, OBBBA contains exceptions that will likely spark debate about the true scope of the moratorium. Under OBBBA, state AI laws and regulations will remain enforceable and not preempted if they fall under any one of the following exceptions: primary purpose and effect exception. The state law or regulation has the primary purpose and effect, with respect to the adoption of AI or automated decision systems, of 1. Removing legal impediments, 2. Facilitating deployment or operation, or 3. Consolidating administrative procedures, no design, performance, and data handling imposition exception. The state law or regulation does not impose substantive design, performance, data handling, documentation, civil liability, taxation, fee, or similar requirements on AI or automated decision systems, unless these requirements are imposed under federal law or are generally applicable to other models and systems that perform similar functions, or reasonable and cost-based fees exception. The state law or regulation imposes only fees or bonds that are reasonable and cost-based and imposed equally on other AI models, AI systems, and automated decision systems that perform comparable functions. The last two exceptions, in particular, imply that the moratorium would affect only those state laws that treat AI systems differently from other systems. As such, laws of general application at the state and federal level would continue to regulate AI, including those concerning anti-discrimination, privacy, and consumer protection. However, even with this carve-out, the moratorium would undeniably transform the AI regulatory landscape, given the absence of robust federal regulation to replace state-level restrictions. Why it matters.